Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Got about a little less than 7 minutes left in the program. And here with Dr. Tom Schwartz, the hospital director for Veterinary Health Center of Kansas State University. So we got about 7 minutes left to keep solving the world's problems.
Student debt issue. Right. I did really want to spend the last segment here talking about Kansas State University. We're very fortunate. Dr. Bonnie Rush is our interim dean. She has been focused on this issue, on keeping the cost of attendance at our school as low as possible. For the second year in a row, she has asked the Board of Regents to freeze our tuition. We will be the only college of veterinary medicine in the country to do that. I believe last year we were the only college in the country to keep tuition level. So trying, making a big effort to keep their cost down, of course, has an effect on their debt. She's also eliminated, when it comes to cost for books, $2,500 in fees, books, and supplies that the college has eliminated. She's increased the scholarship endowment, hasn't done it alone, but I think it's been her focus, by $2.5 million. Scholarships are the number one fundraising goal of the school. We've also, we take a number of out-of-state students, and this is a strategy a number of veterinary schools across the country have employed, far different than when I went to school in 1994. Michigan State was very unique. I was a Missouri resident, but they took at least half the class was out-of-state. Out-of-state residents pay far more in tuition. For example, here at Kansas State, a non-resident tuition this year is $54,000. A resident tuition is $24,000. So they pay $30,000 more to come attend the Kansas State University. And rightly so, they haven't been supporting the school through tuition. So we understand the reason for those differences. Schools also see that income, though. And it's been a way to help subsidize the cost of providing education. Previously, the state provided a higher percentage of the cost of education.
I'm sure that probably helped with the being able to freeze that tuition, the fact that you did have such a high percentage of out-of-state students to kind of make up for that, because especially right now, I imagine that had to be pretty tough to get that approved by the university.
Well, that's been the request. It was approved last year. We've requested it again this year, so hopefully that will occur. But and certainly part of it is controlling our own budget, you know, controlling costs within the school itself, and putting an emphasis on controlling costs. And I think that's been ongoing for a number of years. But we have to continue to focus on it. We've also this year, Dr. Rush has increased the number of Kansans admitted by five, so that will be 51 Kansans admitted to a class of 117, 118, something like that. So we're trying to certainly serve the state and serve the citizens of the state while keeping ourselves fiscally solvent and being fiscally responsible. So this is not the number of out-of-state students is certainly not unique to Kansas State. Missouri went from 60 students to 120 students. Those are all out-of-state students on the increase. Michigan State, where I went, at least half the students were out-of-state. So many, many, many schools around the country in the last 10 to 20 years have increased the percentage of out-of-state students that they will accept. And in large part, it's to help make up a difference in what they've lost in state funding.
One thing that we talked a little bit during the break, and I want you to get to real quick, we only have about 3 minutes left in the program, but you're talking about some maybe future changes when it comes to student loans and some possible caps and
right.
What that could mean.
Right. Our students are concerned. There was a proposal in Congress, and I haven't heard anything about it in a few weeks, but to put caps on the amount that students can borrow. So our students use something called Grad PLUS loans. And the Grad PLUS loan essentially is unlimited. You can get a loan for the cost of attendance at your particular university. So your particular university will determine your cost of attendance. You can apply for a Grad PLUS loan for that full amount. And that includes things like books and your housing cost and food cost. So cost of attendance, for instance, at Kansas State, in-state, $43,000. Out of state, $72,000, $73,000. So that's what your loan can be, $73,000 a year.
For vet med.
So what the Congress had proposed, or someone in Congress proposed, was to cap the amounts of those loans. And for students who have $300,000 or $400,000 in debt, the idea that, you know, future students may be only able to take out $180,000 is pretty frightening. It affects your ability to go to veterinary school. When I told the students, you know, that's true. However, if you went to get a bank loan, a mortgage loan, let's say, nobody would say, well, you can get a loan for that house. It doesn't matter what your income is. Go ahead and take out any amount of loan.
Yeah. $1 million house, go for it.
Right, yeah, go for it. Yeah. Because it would put you in a situation where you couldn't pay back your loan. And as we saw in the Great Recession, lots of people lost their houses because of that. So there is some logic to what they're proposing in Congress, which is take a look at what somebody in the veterinary profession or dental or medical, whatever, can reasonably expect to earn and reasonably expect to pay as far as a student loan. And let's limit the loan amounts to those figures. So they're essentially acting as a good banker would, is to try and not get our students into trouble. And so there is some logic to that. And it also puts some emphasis on all colleges to control their cost. Because frankly, we've had a lot of private schools open up. There is certainly demand for veterinarians in the economy, but you have to wonder if they're not doing it because they can charge $70,000 in tuition.
All right. Well, we're just about pretty much out of time. We covered a lot of ground. Really just feels like we're just scratching the surface on those topics.
Yes.
But thanks so much for coming in and shining a light on so many of those different topics. I'm sure we'll have you in again soon.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
It's Dr. Tom Schwartz, the Hospital Director for the Veterinary Health Center at K-State. Thanks so much for listening. This will be on demand a little bit later in the day on our website, newsradio.kman.com. See you tomorrow.
Lots of good information there. Tomorrow, Manhattan guests, City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Linda Morse to join us.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the...